Letter. Wishful green thinking. There is much talk among greens, and I would generally consider myself to be painted with that color, that the COVID-19 pandemic may lead to a more environmentally responsible world. Some of this is encouraged by beautiful images of clear skies over usually polluted cities and wild animals wandering along usually busy streets. Gaylor Montmass and Claire and Jesse Burton have offered us an example of such thinking. We can go green if we don't let the crisis go to waste, May 27. They sketch the attractive outlines of a green recovery that is inclusive, job-rich and resilient. I'd happily buy into such a future. But I can't. At least not based on their opinion piece. Their article contains two utterly fatal flaws. The first is that they offer no explanation as to how the laudable ideas they offer will be funded, and no, unlocking investment from the private sector and households does not constitute a funding proposal, particularly as companies withhold dividends and people lose their jobs. The second is that at no point do they explain why SA, now substantially poorer than it was at the beginning of the year, has been granted by this crisis a greater opportunity to go green. I do look forward to a recovery for SA, even if it's L-shaped. I also hope for a greener future. But wishful thinking is unlikely to get us there. Gary Kundal. Wilderness.